Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know this guy from so many great performances on TV and movies. David Morse is with us. Started his career, of course, as Saint Elsewhere. He was so good in The Green Mile. He's back with a brand new movie called Cabrini, which sounds just fascinating. David, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm happy to be here with you. I just want to say hi to all the, you know, the military folks and veterans who listen to you and say thank you.
Well, thank you for that. They're all, most of them are David Morse fans, man. You've been in so many great things. I just rewatched the Green Mile a couple of nights ago. That's a movie that absolutely stands up in time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I there's almost no place I go in the world that the movie hasn't just been shown there, and people are talking to me about it. It's remarkable to be a part of something like that. It really has touched so many people, and like you watching it again, there are some things that are really a gift in this life, and that's one of them.
Yeah, we've had Tom Hanks on the program about four times, and we talked about The Green Mile before. That's one of his all-time favorites, as I'm sure it is you. How is it working with Tom?
Yeah. You know, he's everything you hope he would be. He's what you see is basically what you get. He takes care of the crew. He takes care of the cast. He doesn't let things get too serious. He's got the right spirit about how to go through this world and how to do his work.
Yeah, he sure seems to. And, you know, we've talked about Band of Brothers and all the military things he's been a part of. And I think it's so important to him, as you know, everybody else in the crew, to get those things right, the little details about what happens on a mission, what happens in the unit. And he seems to take such great pains to make sure it's authentic.
Well, one of the things when we were doing The Green Mile, you know, he talked about the Apollo stuff that he had been
sure.
a part of. He really, I guess, would pride himself on becoming a real scholar and authority on whatever he chooses to do. You know, he produced the John Adams series. I played George Washington in that. It was the same thing with that. What you're talking about, the details, he really honors the things that he's a part of by paying attention to those kind of details and the people involved.
And you played George Washington, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
With a giant nose.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you brought that up, but yes, it was a little too much. It was a little too much nose. It was one of those things that looked great when you took a photograph of it, but then the reality of it on film was a little different.
We're talking to David Morse here in the National Defense, and I didn't realize until a couple of days ago when I was looking at some of the stuff that you play George Washington at Disney World too.
I am the voice of George Washington in the Hall of Presidents or whatever it is.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I would say that's cool. I've never been there. I've never heard my voice. I'd probably be horrified if I did, you know, make that trip. But, you know, I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. We're talking to David Morse here on the National Defense. All right, let's talk about Francesca Cabrini. This looks really, I just watched the trailer for this, and it's the movie called Cabrini. It's currently in theaters nationwide, you and John Lithgow. How much did you know about her starting this movie?
No, I know there are people who know about her because I've had people talk to me about her. But I think most of us don't know a lot about her.
We've
heard her name associated with, like, I'm here in Philly, Cabrini University, or, you know, just neighborhoods, Cabrini, whatever. But the name is familiar, but we don't know why. And the thing that you see in this movie, which is just spectacularly beautiful to watch, the filmmaking is amazing. And Christiana Dellano, who plays Mother Cabrini, she is just spectacular. You realize through this story really how world changing her mission was, coming to this country with her little suitcase and her little group of sisters into one of the most dangerous neighborhoods probably in the world, but for sure in this country, the Five Points neighborhood in New York, and just working there with the children, and eventually creating these institutions all over our planet that have affected people's lives. It's a tremendous story.
Yeah, and this is, we're talking about the 1800s here, the late 1800s, where women were not exactly welcome in any role, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. No, they weren't at all. And so for her to, I mean, even to her petitioning the Pope, you know, this...
Yes,
you know,
yeah!
You know, it was just unheard of. And she was unrelenting. And finally the Pope said, listen, I know you want to go to China, but I don't want you to go to China. The Italians, you know, your brethren and sisters in New York, they need help. So he sent her off to New York. And I played the Archbishop of New York at the time, Archbishop Corrigan, who had no interest in having this woman come in and disrupt things, and maybe one of the most corrupt cities in the world at that time. It was Tammany Hall, John Lithgow plays the mayor of the city at the time. It was a tough place to get along, and for the men, never mind the woman. And she came in and really upset things and made a real difference.
Yeah, and you kind of catch some heat. Your character catches some heat about why are you letting this woman tell you what to do?
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of what's so great about this story. It really is a story about women are just, you know, knocked out by it, but men are as well. And Eustace Wolfington, who is the executive producer and really the force of getting this movie made, that's really the story he wanted to tell, was of this woman coming in and changing the world. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, we're talking to David Morris here in the National Defense, and this one, Mother Francesca Cabrini. And David, I love these movies where you didn't know about her, and you know, you see something like this, and it happens a lot in military films as well, where you go, how did we not know this?
No, I did a movie called The Hurt Locker.
Something like that. Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. And the, I actually did, you know, I was on The Rock as well. And a lot of the, we worked a lot of the SEAL, SEAL team on The Rock. And then when I did Hurt Locker, there were people there who were working with the same SEAL members. But that whole bomb squad, you know, just how do we not know the reality? What people go through to do the work they do. I mean, you know, it's terrifying work. Or the reality of the lives of people when they come back, veterans when they come back, and, which is part of the story.
Was that Catherine Bigelow, The Hurt Locker?
Catherine Bigelow, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. What a tremendous movie that was. And I think part of your answer there, David, is, you know, especially with the military, when they come back, when they transition out, you know, just doing my job, ma'am. I mean, not a lot of storytelling that goes on there. We've had people from World War II on this show with their kids telling us stories about World War II that their grown kids or grandkids have never heard. Had never heard. And it's just amazing how those heroes just kind of keep all those secrets.
Yeah, which obviously there's some downsides to keeping those secrets. But the secrets, you know, my stepfather was in the 10th Mountain Division, and, you know, was... in the Po Valley. But his stories, you know, he had a few that he would tell. But clearly, there were things that worked in him that, for his whole life, that were hard to live with. So I'm happy when the veterans can start talking about and sharing some of those things for their own health, for us that we get to share them.
Well, this looks great. Cabrini is in theaters now. Best of luck, David. Great to talk to you, man. I've just enjoyed everything that you've done, and just continued great success.
I really appreciate that, and thank you for having me today.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.